You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Will Bond, when Tony's out, I like hosting this show with someone who is consistent, even fearless.
I'll always be frank with you.
I feel like Eric
Estrada. One thing we know Tony isn't is fearless. He fears everything.
How are my acting chops? Maybe I'll be on season 5 of Succession. Ted Lasso. I might need a little work.
Oh, goodness. Perhaps. Perhaps. Welcome to PTI. Tony apparently has better things to do than his job. So I'm happy to be joined by our great friend, Frank Isola.
Not bad. For Friday, not bad.
Ovation a day, every day with the ovations. We begin with the NBA suspending Ja Morant 25 games for conduct detrimental to the NBA. Morant flashed a gun on a live stream on May 13, less than 2 months after serving an 8-game suspension for flashing a gun during a previous live stream. In statements, Morant apologized for his behavior again and pledged to be better again, while the union called the punishment excessive. Frank, 25 games strike you as too many, too few, or just right?
It's certainly not excessive, considering that he's a repeat offender. I thought it would be 20. I would have given him half the season, though, 41. So for me, the league came close. But, you know, you're going to have people say, well, he's not eligible now to win MVP, and he's not eligible to, you know, be all NBA because you have to play at least 65 games. Well, he never really plays in that many games anyway. Every year he misses about 20. And if you look even last year with Memphis's schedule, by the time they played their 25th game, they're at December 20th. So he's still available for Christmas and play the rest of the season. Ja Morant, what you hope, has learned his lesson. I think the NBA has learned their lesson because the last time they threw him a lifeline. And you have him come up all the way to New York, and Adam Silver is going to talk to him, and Ja Morant is going to look at the commissioner in his face and tell him, I'll be on my best behavior. And less than 2 months later, he made the league look bad. He made the commissioner look bad. So I think the league did the right thing. But if they had gone as high as 41, Mike, I would not have had a problem with that.
Listen, Frank, I would have gone with an indefinite suspension. And it could have been 20, but it could have been 60. It could have been a whole season. It could have been longer. Because there are people we can listen to that you and I know who have talked to Ja Morant and his dad face-to-face, in addition to Adam Silver, right? Kendrick Perkins has done that, and you talk about tough love. I know some of the things Kendrick said. Charles Barkley, these guys have said to him, Jalen Rose literally said to him, look, I've been down some of this path when I was young, and I managed to get off that path and stay off it, but here's what you got to do. He didn't listen to any of them.
No.
He wasn't listening. He lied to Silver's face. He told Barkley and Perk, I know, oh, yeah. He lied. He wasn't paying attention. He gave him this, the back of his hand. So I don't believe anything he says, nothing. There's no reason
to believe
what he says. The union is obliged to represent him. I get that. But as someone who's not obliged to represent him, and I'm not, I'm looking at this going, this kid has not learned anything yet. He's got to show me.
That's right.
And the suspension would be indefinite until he showed me. His words are empty. His words are lies.
Yep.
We know this. This is not speculating. This ain't hating on. He lied.
Yep.
So he's got to prove to me he's worthy of being in this league. And that would require a whole lot of things as set down by professionals, psychologists, sociologists, all kinds of people, Frank, in the community. Yeah. So I don't know if this is the right amount. Maybe it will be the right amount. Maybe it won't be.
Yeah. And I think when you look at it, of course, he did the right thing by releasing a statement, him and his team of PR people. And he hits all the right notes. I get that. But you're 100% right. I didn't really believe him when he did the interview with Jalen Rose. It came across very scripted. And this, you know, what he's saying today, obviously he has to say it. But again, it's not about your words anymore. It's about your actions.
No,
and
I do words think, don't mean anything.
Mike, I think if you go back to January, the situation on the loading dock with the Indiana Pacers, where his friends got into it with the Indiana Pacers, there was talk about lasers. The security guard of the Pacers talked about a gun being there. The NBA investigated. They said they cannot corroborate that. He should have been called up to New York then. And I would have suspended him 5 games then. Let's remember, you had that. Then you had the Washington Post story about allegedly beating up a teenager at his house, allegedly threatening the security guard at the mall. Then the Denver thing happened with the gun. That's when he finally got called to the league office, and he made the league look bad. Again, this is about Ja Morant now. And the union could say whatever they want, and Ja Morant could say whatever he wants. He's going to have a chance now to prove it, because the last time he proved
it.
That we're all fools to believe him.
Show me. Show me.
That's right.
Yeah, show me.
That's right.
Believe in nothing.
All right, let's move to Michael Jordan selling his majority stake in the Charlotte Hornets. Jordan will keep a minority percentage, but sell the bulk of his holdings to a group led by Gabe Plotkin and Rich Schnall. The deal places a value on the team of approximately $3 billion. Jordan, of course, is the greatest player in the history of the game and the league's only black majority owner. Mike, you know Michael Jordan really well. What's your reaction to this?
Well, we've known this is coming, Frank, and
yep.
You know, it's a hell of an investment to turn around. I know it was, 12 or 13 years, something like that, to whatever the value will be of Michael's stake in that. He will maintain a presence, a stake, officially and unofficially. But, you know, in talking to him over the years, while he has loved this and wanted to have greater results in the standings, that's a really difficult market, as we know from other owners previously, all right? And Michael still got competitive ventures going on. Remember his professional racing.
Yep.
Remember, he owned motocross before he became owner of the Charlotte franchise. So I also know that at this stage of his life, and I ain't about to paint him as old because I'm 4.5 years older than Michael, he wants to live his life. He wants to spend time with his family. He wants to do things that he maybe didn't do the first time around. You know, and now that he's older, he can say, okay, I don't have all that much time left. Let me do some other things that I want to enjoy. And so I take him at his word. I believe he believes that. I believe he feels that. And so I said to him, congratulations, and I meant that.
Yep. And for my money and getting to cover his last three NBA finals, for me, that's one of the highlights of my career, because to get to see, that's like the Babe Ruth of our generation. And for my money, he's the greatest player of all time. But I think it also shows you, and he made a great investment. He's walking away with a ton of money.
Yes.
It just shows you how hard it is. And just because you're great at one thing doesn't necessarily you're going to be great at another thing. And it's so I still remember the image when he was in Washington and he was on the court working out with LaRon Proffitt, and everybody thinks, well, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to sprinkle magic dust and everybody's going to be Michael Jordan. And when it comes down to picking players, and you got to be lucky, number one, when you're in the draft, and you have to hope the players work out, and they drafted Adam Morrison, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Frank Kaminsky. He actually is leaving the Hornets in a pretty good place, because with LaMelo Ball, they're going to get Miles Bridges back. And you look at the draft this year, the second, 27th, 34th, second 39th, pick. And 41st pick.
Yeah.
They have a lot of picks. And that team last year, until all the injuries, at least now it seems like they've hit right on a couple of players. So maybe finally the future is looking bright as Michael Jordan.
Frank, I agree with that. That last part is important. It's on the incline. Look, as much as Michael Jordan is beloved internationally and then nationally, he's in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Jordan, the person, the icon, the brand, the owner, the symbol, it's a lot to be to a lot of people. And still there's a person who has had all of this on him now. Look about his public life, which has been going on since he was 18 years old. You know, he gets to enjoy a stretch as long as he wants. Good. Good for him. Again, I'll repeat. Congratulations. And now to a tumultuous night in Las Vegas. The U.S. men's soccer team beat Mexico 3-0 in a match that featured 2 goals from Christian Pulisic and 4 red cards. The contest was called off before the end of extra time in reaction to an anti-gay chant from Mexican fans, presumably. And while all this was going on, reports emerged that the U.S. program was in the process of rehiring Greg Berhalter as manager, and that hiring happened today officially. Frank, does all this make sense to you?
It was a crazy night in Las Vegas. I guess there's always crazy nights there. But first of all, the U.S. played great, and you mentioned Pulisic, who scored the two goals. Remember, Christian Pulisic has been public in his support of Greg Berhalter. He wanted back as the coach, as did a lot of players. Now, the player that he had an issue with, Gio Reyna, started last night. He's going to be part of the team. But remember this about Greg Berhalter, who I actually think did a good job, because when you're the coach of the U.S. team, you want to qualify for the World Cup and get out of the group. And that's what we did, and we lost to Holland. Now, he's signed through the World Cup. Right now, he's a caretaker, because we've already qualified for the next World Cup because it's in our country. So the U.S. Soccer Federation always has an opportunity, Mike, to make a change a year before the World Cup. And, you know, you start throwing out the names. Patrick Vieira, his name has been mentioned, won a World Cup as a player with France. Pep Guardiola, Jose Mourinho, all these big names that they would have the money to go out and get. So I think it's the right thing for now. Doesn't necessarily mean, I hope it's true, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Greg Berhalter is coaching the team at the next World Cup.
No, it doesn't, which is an interesting way thing to distinguish. But I think continuity means something. Yeah. I'm going to go cross sport just for a second. We just saw the NBA finals end. And what did those two teams have in common? All right. And they're not world stage. I get it. It's a national club sport level. But both the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat had coaches and sort of regimes in place. Not just players, but you're looking at the top of the organizational chart, and people talk about culture. Goodness knows that's what the United States soccer program is still, in some ways, trying to establish. But all those players, and starting with Pulisic, it sounds like, Frank, like the continuity. Yes. They like playing for Berhalter. So if you can start this now and still continue to ramp up and have that continuity and have, oh, my God, dare I say it, momentum going into World Cup, then this will be a good thing. I don't know what protest might come out of the weeds here, because it seems like there may be some objection to rehiring him. There will always be. But in terms of sport, I certainly don't find it objectionable, and it seems like this may turn out to be the right move.
Yeah, and we put a great team out last night. We dominated Mexico.
That's right, last night.
For Sunday, Weston McKennie and Dest, you know, the right back,
will not be available for Canada.
They're not available. And I'll tell you what, we'd love to see U.S.-Canada in basketball play at this level, because USA versus Canada in soccer is becoming a really good rivalry, really bitter. It'd be good if the Canadians make the Olympics one day and we could play them in basketball. That would be a lot of fun.
We're taking a break, but coming up, was Shohei better on the mound last night or at the plate?
And Nikola Jokic just won his first title. But will Victor Wembanyama finish with more? Toss-up is next.
That's a spicy one.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Corona, part of Happy Hour.
Time to just pound, Frank, and toss up. Let's get the first one from the producer over the loudspeaker.
Toss up, where was Shohei better last night? On the mound or at the plate?
Well, you know what, Frank? He was okay on the mound. He's good. Yep. And I mean, he had a rough last, you know, sort of eight outings. He only gave up two earned last night in six. That's not brilliant, but it's fine. and he gets the win, it's fine. But at the plate where he hit an opposite field home run, 440 yep. feet, goodness. And that led to, and these are the important numbers to me, Angels are 7-500, seven games over. They've won 9 of 11, took 3 or 4 from first place Texas. They're only 4.5 back of Texas, and they're tight in the wild card race, and that should help, you know, Ohtani stay put and stop all the speculation for a minute and a half about dealing him. But there's a long way to go. I'm going to say narrowly he was better at the plate.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, a night early, he also hit an opposite field home run to the upper deck. He leads the majors right now with 22. You know, they are 9-2 in their last 11. They took 3 of 4 from the Rangers, who were a good team. And baseball needs him in the playoffs. You know, Mike Trout has only been in the playoffs once. He has 12 at-bats. We've yet to see Shohei Ohtani in the postseason. Baseball needs him there.
Baseball needs both of them.
Exactly.
Need both of them.
And I'll tell you what, though, one interesting thing to look out for, Mike Trout has been in about a month-long slump.
Yeah.
He's really short. You wonder if that back injury is acting up. That's something
it's
to monitor.
Lasting.
But I want to see this team in the playoffs.
Hope it's not, because I want to see him in there, too. What's yep. next?
Toss-up, who will win more NBA titles, Nikola Jokic or Victor Wembanyama?
This is hard, and this is irresistible, Frank. This is one of our great toss-ups to me of all time. Look, Joker has one in hand.
Yep.
And so there's no guarantee that anybody else is getting the one. But here's the thing. By the time Wembanyama gets to the point where he's ready to win titles in a San Antonio team that has nothing, is just building. It's just starting, but it's starting with the best CEO you could start with, Greg Popovich, to me. He's going to be in his 6th or 7th season. And then Joker's going to be like 34 or something. He will have done his winning probably. I'm going to say Joker because I think Joker can get 2 or 3 and you don't want to presume. Yep. If you're over under is 3, you don't want to do more than push. I think Wembanyama will get multiples. That's what you do if there's greatness in you in the NBA and the NHL. You get multiples. But I'm going to say Joker for right now.
Yeah, I got to go with that as well. And what I love about Nikola Jokic, everyone was doubting him during the season. Then they win the championship, and then everything starts up with, well, who did they really play in the playoffs? Guess who Victor Wembanyama just lost to? Monaco. I guarantee you the Denver Nuggets would beat Monaco in a playoff series. But here's the thing. Wembanyama is only 19 years old. The only thing that worries me about him is his body type. And guys like that have a tendency to get injured.
Yeah.
But when you watch the highlights of him, he's not a soft player. He's not afraid to go inside and challenge guys
tough.
At the rim and
tough.
Post up. He's going
stick
to the right
place.
Stick
his nose in there.
They've had good success
the way,
with
Frank,
big men.
They're doing some things with this kid's body and for his health and fitness and well-being that one's ever even thought of for a guy coming into the league. Yeah. I mean, he's going to be as well-prepared as he can be. But San Antonio's starting from ground zero. And this is not Tim Duncan joining David Robinson.
Right.
This is not that. You know, and Sean Elliott and whoever else he was joining was you know, I can't even think of all the guys on that team, but they were really good.
Avery Johnson.
Avery Johnson. I dare not forget our friend Avery. That's it. Let's take one last break. But still to come, are the Bulls shopping their biggest name? I would think, yeah.
And I'm not an expert in cycling, but I'm pretty sure what these guys did is not allowed. Mike had Monaco winning that series, so good pick by you. You told everyone Monaco will win. Swept them.
I believe in being in favor.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 46th birthday, Kerry Wood. Perhaps the most anticipated Cubs pitcher of my lifetime, Wood arrived in the majors as a flame-throwing 20-year-old, and in just his fifth major league start, he pitched one of the great games in history, striking out 20 Astros in a 2-0 win. Wood allowed just one borderline single. Hall of Famer Jeff Bagwell struck out in all three of his at-bats and said, quote, "I've never seen anything like that," close quote. Wood finished that season 13-6 and won NL Rookie of the Year. And while his later career had stretches of brilliance and dominance, Wood battled injuries throughout and retired with an overall record of 85-75. Injuries limited Kerry Wood and Derrick Rose and put them in a familiar category to Chicagoans, that of the great Gale Sayers.
You thought that the combination of Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood were going to win your World Series, didn't you?
Yep.
You know, I was in Chicago when he struck out the 20 for the Bulls game that night, a playoff game against Charlotte, and Charlotte won the game. How about that?
Yeah.
Speaking of Michael
Jordan. There's a park named after him on the north side of Chicago that I passed recently. I was like, whoa, that's good. Happy anniversary, Charles Barkley, on this day 30 years ago. So Charles posted a triple-double, 32 points, 12 boards, 10 dimes, and he had three steals to boot in the finals against the Bulls. But Michael Jordan scored 55 himself, put the Bulls up 3-1 in that series, and they'd go on to win in 6, finish it off here in Arizona. This was as close as Chuck would get to winning a ring, though he did beat Jordan for MVP that season and was selected for the greatest team ever.
Yeah.
Hello, Dream Team. Charles was on that team.
Yeah, one of the most unique players of all time. It's interesting, Michael Jordan in the 90s got in the way of a lot of guys winning a championship. But now that we're all in a good mood about Michael Jordan and you know Charles Barkley, the two of them no longer talk. Why don't you serve as the Henry Kissinger and get these guys back together? Do something,
Mike. You're presuming that hasn't been suggested and tried, Frank. I'm just going to leave it there.
The Jimmy Carter.
Happy
basketball.
Trails to 31 cyclists in the under 23 Giro d'Italia. They got the boot from the prestigious race after fan videos surfaced of them cheating in the most obvious way possible, holding onto motorcycles and cars during a difficult ascent. The head of Italian Cycling Federation said, quote, "These are images that really hurt," close quote. Really? Frank, this sport looked clownish for tolerating years of doping, most notably by Lance Armstrong, and now this.
Madonna. I'm not going to sit here and say the Italians were cheating. I'm never going to do that. But they all, remember Rosie Ruiz at the Boston Marathon taking the subway?
Yes.
But everyone rides an electric bike now anyway, so it's kind of the same thing. They're just trying to get there
quicker. Yeah, I got an electric bike I'm getting out here.
Italians don't
no
cheat.
No errors today. We're going to run through the big finish. The Warriors named Mike Dunleavy Jr. as their new GM. Is he a good choice?
Yep. I think he'll probably use his dad to lean on him a little bit. Plus, he learned from Bob Myers. Not bad. Jake Fisher of Bleacher Report reports that the Bulls have been quietly gauging trade interest in Zach LaVine. Does that make sense?
Making north of $200 million and they can't make the playoffs. You got to shop something, maybe more than him. The Chiefs' Super Bowl rings have more than 600 diamonds each. You impressed with that?
I'm always impressed with gaudy jewelry. Can't you tell? You know what I'm impressed with? I'm impressed with their quarterback, and I think he's going to win a lot more Super Bowl rings. Pete Thamel reports San Diego State gave the Mountain West notice that it intends to resign from the league. Is that significant?
Not really. There's only two leagues, the Big Ten and the SEC.
Yeah.
That's it. And pretty soon, those two won't matter either. Leagues don't matter in college sports anymore. I wonder how long college sports are going to matter at the big-time level anyway. Last one, the Royals have lost 9 in a row. 10 tonight?
Yes, it will be. Do you know that they're 18-50, the Royals?
Hey,
18-50. That's not the year. They're 18-50. We're out of time. We'll try to do better the next time. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, for the last time this week, here's SportsCenter.
Happy Father's Day, Mike.
Happy Father's Day indeed.
PTI.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.